Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 4th, 2010, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Special Group Training Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our More Success Team associates that work the group marketing side of Prepaid Legal. And to begin our call and to introduce tonight's special guest trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and, of course, the leader of our More Success Team for the last 26 years. Next month will be his 27th year, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
I just happen to be right here, Randy. I wouldn't miss introducing this next guy for anything. He's one of my favorite people. He's one of the greatest producers in prepaid today. He's, I believe I got this right, gold executive director, $100,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, fine Christian man, group trainer, small business trainer. Whatever we got, this gentleman's involved in. He is just not involved, Randy. He does an outstanding job, and it's always my honor to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy Parrish.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. And Mr. Moore, I guess Kenneth and Randy, it's an honor always to speak on the call. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you loud and clear, Jimmy. We're just looking forward. I even got my notebook out here and my pen ready.
Well, good.
See anybody else on the call, if they haven't done it, get a pen, get a paper right now. This call will make you money.
Well, I appreciate that, I appreciate the introduction. The only thing I might correct is, yes, I'm a gold executive director this month, but the highest level I've ever obtained is a Platinum 3 on personal sales.
Oh, man, Jimmy, I apologize. You're absolutely right, and I apologize for that.
That's all right. If that's the only mistake you make today, you and I'll both be good.
I make a lot of mistakes. I just cover them up well, Jimmy.
Good. Well, I wanted to I've been asked to do this call several months ago for October, and the more I thought about it and the timing of it, I thought it would be appropriate if I were listening in tonight on the group call. I try to get on the call every first Monday night of each month. I would be wanting to know how the new prepaid legal compensation plan could work for me as a group marketer. And so I started doing some work on it when this was rolled out about 3 or 4 weeks ago in Dallas. And I want to just kind of tell you a little bit about my own pilgrimage, some of the things I think we can do in the group marketing arena, regardless of where you are in group marketing, what brings you to the call tonight other than being a member of the More Success Team. And then just close it out with some, as I call Parrish's practical pointers, just some things you can take with you to try to take this and make it something that you can, become better with instead of bitter about. And I'll admit, you know, when I first heard about this, and Kenneth Moore and Randy Moore, they were witnesses and they can testify to this. I was actually seated in their box at the Platinum Suite at Dallas, and when this was announced on, I guess it was the morning of September the 10th, Friday morning. I was not real excited about it, to be quite honest. I think it is a wonderful decision from the standpoint of those who are team builders on the call, but I was looking at it from the standpoint of being pretty challenging as someone who goes out and pretty much, as I refer to myself, I'm a DSGMP. I'm a direct sales group marketing professional, and that's how I define people like me that really, for whatever reason, whether choice or just haven't been successful in the team-building part of the business. I go out and I'm involved in direct sales in the group marketing arena and try to do it as professionally as possible. And I know we've got people of all types on this call. We've got some folks listening in that, you know, you're team builders and you primarily do what over 90% of prepaid legal does, and you're out recruiting and you're recruiting other people who you want to go out and recruit. Other people are out doing some recruiting of people like I know my upline does, Don Bryan. He's a team builder, and he tries to go out and recruit group marketers. And then there are folks on this call that are part-time, maybe just beginning in prepaid legal, and they've been attracted to the group arena. Some people are like myself, and some of the ones I heard on the line tonight, like Bob Pilcher, who are full-time group marketing professionals. And some of you I know don't have any producing legs. Some may have one leg that's producing 25 counters or more a month. Some have two legs producing. But wherever you are in your prepaid legal business, I hope that there's some of the things that you'll hear on this call tonight that will help you make this new compensation plan work for you. And the more I've studied it, the more I feel like, this is not one of those things that I'm going to let beat me. I'm going to go out and beat it because I think it is a way that we could go out and make more money. And I think if you work it smart, it can really produce for you. And so what I want to do is just kind of share a few things that I think could be helpful from the standpoint and try to take it from a position of being a positive, a glass half full person. I know I heard one time, and because I did not make this up, but I think it's very appropriate here. A pessimist sees the glass as half empty. The optimist sees it as half full, but the mama sees it as just another dish to wash. And so whatever way you're looking at this, a glass full or a glass empty or a mama on the phone tonight, I hope you'll take the position that there's some positive things for this if we can take this, embrace it, and make it work for us. Now, from the group marketing side, we're getting ready as of the end of October. Counters will be a word in the past. We won't be talking about counters anymore. It'll all be membership sales, Social Security numbers, lives insured, any way you want to cut it. It's coming down to how many people are you selling. And going through, you know, from over the last 7 years, I guess it started in October of 2003 when they added the Identity Theft Shield, we started having counters. But before October 2003, it was always individual people. An application and a person was the same thing. And a counter, whether you had, you know, the one product or any more products, you just got credit for the one sale. But in this case, we've been able to count both the legal plan and the Identity Theft Shield. And it made it to where if you got out and went out and got 38 doubles, you could make executive director. And a lot of people have done that. A lot of people on this call have been recruited into the business in the last 7 years, and they don't know any other way. And so just want to, again, give some suggestions that could possibly help you. And if you're brand new in the business, it still may be challenging to you. I still think, I'm probably looking at it from how it would help me or people even who have been in the business a little bit of time, maybe a year or two, would be a little more seasoned in their prepaid legal business, because if you're like me, you know, and you're used to doing 75 counters a month, you know, I'm now going to have to find 75 people, because I did make gold executive director with exactly 250 counters in the month of September, because I was a gold ED in September, but I got all 250. My team produced zero counters for me in the month of August. And so sometimes whatever happens, it's what I do myself. Others of you on this call, you know, are more fortunate that you've got some people that are providing team. But let's just say even you've got two legs every month, which means you only have to do 25 counters in the present system. Well, that's only 13 doubles. You're now going to have to come up with more people, 25 people instead of 13 doubles. So wherever you are on the curve, you're going to have to increase your production in order to meet the executive director level. So what are some things you can do to make this plan work for you? Well, as I said, you need to be in the business, I think, for at least a couple of years. Second, I think you need to focus on presenting to decision makers and focus on opening new groups. A lot of us, especially those that have been around a while, have maybe not been quite as active or proactive in making those appointments. We'll get fat off of living off conservation groups or things we've worked on in the past. But I think we need to pick up the pace. And just like on the networking side, we find that the lifeblood of the business is in new recruits that come in, and you want to try to get them to find their more market and people they know. Who do you know? The same thing we said in the group marketing arena for going out and finding new groups. And so one of the ways to do this, I think, is to go out and try to present to three decision makers per week. Three decision makers per week, or 150 per year. And that, you know, this is not a call to tell you how many dials you got to make to get how many people to answer the phone, to get in front of how many appointments to get in front of how many people. I'm just saying everybody has different methods, and this call is about making it work for you. So if you're in front of three decision makers a week, somewhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 14 per month, if you've got any kind of ability at all, you will be closing some groups. And if you can make appointments but you just can't get the other things done, as far as closing them, we're going to talk about how to leverage yourself a little later in the call. But I think that's very important, is to get in front of 150 decision makers a year, primarily of small companies. And that will lead you to the next step, which is to have 50 to 75 groups in your pipeline. Because if you've got 50 to 75 groups in your pipeline, then it doesn't matter if somebody turns you down or says, this is not a good month, can you check back with me in November? Or really, I mean, this is a bad quarter for us, can you call me after the first of the year? You want to try to get them lined up for as soon as possible. But if you can't, if you've got enough groups in your pipeline, just go to the next one. And that would be something you could do to continue to try to make this happen. One of the other things I think would be helpful, I know for me, and I think it could be helpful for you too, is stay 3 to 4 weeks in advance. Stay 3 to 4 weeks in advance. Because I don't ever wake up on a Monday morning wondering what I'm going to do that day or that week. You know, and sometimes your days get messed up. I mean, my day to day was, you know, I had a couple of phone appointments, but I was going to spend a lot of time on the phone. But my plans got changed because my father-in-law, who's an avid motorcycle rider, wiped out over the weekend, had facial injuries in North Carolina. They had to rush him back to Birmingham, and I spent 8 hours at the hospital today with my wife and family members, you know, trying to get him through. He pulled out of a 4-hour surgery, and we're thankful and praise God for that. But sometimes your days and your weeks don't go according to plan, so you got to stay in advance. And I try to keep my month planned out several weeks in advance. I have a few days that are open in October, but most of my October is already full, either with decision-maker appointments or enrollments or things I've already got done. I'm already working on November and December. And I do have some holes, but I'm trying to fill those holes with appointments with decision-makers and last-minute employee enrollments. But primarily, I try to stay working on the following month. And I've got to be in front of enough people each month in order to get the 75 people that I'm going to need. And before it was 75 counters, but now in order to do what I need to do, I'm going to try to be in front of 400 to 500 employees each month. You say, well, Jimmy, that's a lot of people you got to be in front of. Why do you want to be in front of, say you're going to be in that front of that many employees? Because that leads to the next step, and that is always have a plan B. Always have a plan B. Because if it can go wrong, assume it will. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I've kind of come up with all my own Murphy's Law of group enrollments. Because if something can go wrong in a group enrollment, and I know Kenneth and Randy Moore on this call have been involved in this business in the group marketing side long enough to know that they can probably come up with these things too. But if it can go wrong, you got to assume that it will. And I've come up with 15 potential Murphy's Law of enrollment issues or enrollment snafus, as I like to call it. Because I'll talk to somebody, maybe it's a workout partner, maybe it's someone who calls me, and I'll say, how's your month going? Oh, Jimmy, it's looking great. I've got 5 enrollments scheduled in October, and I'm going to be in front of 20 to 30 employees in each enrollment, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, Well, what's your plan B? And I'll say, what do you mean what's your plan B? Well, what happens if some things happen? He said, what could happen? Well, that's what I came up with, by Murphy's Law of group enrollments. And what I mean by that, well, here's some of the things that can go wrong. Your enrollment can get canceled. Your enrollment can get delayed. Your enrollment can get postponed. Fewer people can show up than expected. That happens to me a lot. They'll say, well, they got 30 employees, and I show up there, and there's only 18 there. Well, that means I just lost 40% of my potential enrollment. And if I thought I was going to get in front of 30 people, now I'm only going to get in front of 18. And last time I checked, folks, you can't sell a membership to somebody who's not in the room. So fewer people show up than expected. You have a reduced amount of time to present. They may have told you 30 minutes, and then they're running behind and say, I'm sorry, Jimmy, but you only got 15 minutes today. And you've got to decide, are you going to use that 15 minutes or are you going to reschedule? You'll find out that of those 30 employees, 3 or 4 of them might be existing members, so you're cutting down the number of possibilities there. You may find out in some of your small enrollments that family members are in there, that, you know, he's married to her, and their oldest son, who's 22, is in the business, and you got 3 people, you know, that could be covered under the same plan. So that reduces the enrollment size. You don't have decision-maker support. They might have told you could come in, but they're not going to buy it. They don't really want to introduce you. They don't even want to be in the meeting when you do the enrollment. There can be paperwork errors. There sometimes can be transit delays in getting the material to corporate. You could be partnered with somebody, and there could be a partnership mistake. Although I'm not, you know, trying to imply one thing or something about corporate, but, you know, I've written over 10,000 memberships. I got my 10,000 golden out last month in Dallas, and there have been occasions where corporate made a mistake, and, you know, they lost one of my applications one time. It's your business, folks. You can't just be dependent that everything is going to go right. You've got to follow up with it and make sure. Sometimes if you've got a small company and you've got 8 or 10 employees and you present, what happens if only 3 people sign up? You don't have enough for a group. And some people may decide they don't want to do it then if they've got to pay the $10 enrollment fee. Maybe your venue was changed at the last minute and somebody didn't get the word. Or we put together a couple of years ago, I authored a pre-enrollment checklist. And if you haven't gone over that checklist with that decision maker, something you should have gone over didn't get done, and it causes that group to not go right. So even though I tell you I want to get in front of 400 to 500 employees each month because that's what works for me, I may say that, and I may, because of all these things, not get in front of but maybe 200 to 300. And that's where your closing ratio comes into play. But always have a plan B, because remember this, folks, a sale is not a sale until it shows up on your My Statistics page. And you just got to remember that and do your due diligence to make sure that you've got plans in place, because all types of problems, as we've just gone through, can torpedo your best laid plans of making executive director. Also, in order to do this, in order to, I think, to be effective in trying to make the new compensation plan work for you, you got to have what I call sugar sticks or gimme accounts or surefire sources for membership sales. I've got several accounts right now because I've built up a relationship with them over the 11 years I've been in prepaid legal that if I called them and I needed to go in there, I could write some business. I just have had that kind of relationship with them, and many people on this call, same way. Kenneth and Randy Moore have the same kind of accounts. Bob Pilcher, I know, has the same kind of accounts. Cheryl DeGatta, other people. They could do that. And that's why I've told people I will never not have any money. If I ever got to a point where I'm broke, I'll just go out to these accounts and write some business. But if you get to the point where you got to have it to either qualify for Players Club, to get your 75 sales each month you're going to need to have, you're going to need to have those sugar stick accounts, gimme accounts, surefire sources for membership sales. And that comes, as I said in the beginning, after you've been in the business 1 to 2 years. Next, you've got to ED qualify mentally and emotionally before you do so numerically. That was the thing that I guess hit me when I first heard about the change in this, more so than anything else, is because you've got to ED qualify on a mental and emotional state before you ever do so numerically. Some of the people, you know, fail before they get started because they can't visualize themselves marketing, you know, 75 sales or 75 lives per month. You got to see yourself changing your habits to do what other people aren't willing to do. When we go over some things in a minute about Parrish's points to ponder, I'm going to cover those. But, you know, one of the things that to me was done so well is by one of the ones who's really done so much for our business from the network marketing side, and that's Mr. Jeff Olson. When he wrote the book, The Slight Edge, when he said successful people are willing to do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. And when I first got into the top 10 in membership sales, you know, I couldn't see myself that way. You know, I was trying to get to a certain point, and then, you know, I said, well, I'll never do, you know, when I first made, 900 sales, I could never see myself doing 1,500, then I did 1,500, and then I could never see doing 2,000, and then last year I had my best year ever when I went over 2,100, and I never started the year thinking I was going to do that. It was what kind of activity am I going to do today to just get me to X number of sales this month that led me to X number of sales this quarter. And you've got to visualize yourself that way. And, yes, the bar has been raised, but you've got to raise your game as well if you intend to keep up. Next, you need to work within your strengths. Work within your strengths. And that means something different to everybody on this call, because you need to develop a team to work with you from a standpoint of leveraging yourself, or you need to outsource to cover your weaknesses. Now, what am I talking about there? Well, some people are not in a position to do that. But so those of us on the call who are seasoned group marketers or direct sales group marketing professionals, if this is all you do is a group marketing business, then, you know, we've got three primary things we're involved in the group marketing side. Number one, we have to set appointments. Number two, we've got to meet with the decision makers. And number three, we've got to enroll employees. Well, in the last 11 years to get to 10,000 sales, I've done numbers two and three really, really well. I'm very good with the decision maker appointments. I've got a big one tomorrow I'm looking forward to, potential of hundreds of companies and tens of thousands of employees. And I'm good at enrolling employees. My closing ratio is very high, but I've never been really good or really liked doing appointment setting. But I came up with an appointment setter last Friday. We were beginning our fourth year together. Someone who was not on my team, that's the only disadvantage to it. But that was her strength in being able to set appointments. So when I talked to her sponsor, her upline about it, they were comfortable with that approach. And when I talked to her, we did a 90-day trial, and it's worked because she wants to work from home, and she loves being on the phone, and it's just been a great situation where I could outsource to cover something that I really didn't want to do. And it was just something that I felt like I needed to do to take my business to the next level. And it was coming up with working within my strengths, getting me in front of more decision makers, enrolling more employees. That was the time when I stopped being in like 18th or 17th or 18th in 2004, 5, and 6. And when I started this in 2007, I've been in the top 10 in production ever since, and I attribute it to being able to work on the strong part of what I do and not trying to do everything. Now, not everybody can do that, but I was in a position financially with my business that I could afford to compensate her accordingly. Next, partner with associates who can open doors for you. Partner with associates who can open doors for you. One of the things that's helped my business to flourish, really, is Kenneth Moore. Because when I first started partnering with associates around the country, some people would call him as far back as maybe 2005, 2006, and they said, I've got some business. I'd love to work with somebody. Do you know someone who travels? And Kenneth Moore, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you're the one who said Jimmy Parrish will travel, does a good job. And so some people on the Moore team called me. They had put together some things, but they didn't feel comfortable doing the group enrollments. And so went in and we partnered together. And it doesn't have to be somebody like me. I'm not trying to come in toot my own horn, but, as I told you a minute ago, I wrote over 2,100 membership sales last year, but I probably was involved in the writing of over 3,300 to 3,500 memberships when you think about all the memberships that were written that I was there for because of the partnering I did. And so when you're doing that, just understand it's, my position and the way I leverage myself here is I would rather write 50% of somebody else's business in my backyard playing off their relationships than to beat the bushes cold calling a business with little or no relationship ties to that account. And over the last few years and in moving ahead as we're seeing ourselves now with a new compensation plan, I'm looking to target about 10 different types of partners in the group and employee benefit marketing arena, each of which brings different dynamics to the partnership. And in no particular order, they are as follows. My own group team members. I've got folks that work in the area of group, but they just don't do it full time, but they know people. Secondly, my own team members who are not group marketers. I've got folks on my team that, are bird dogging for me, and they'll send me some leads or give me some people they know. We'll work on those together. Group marketers that are not on my team. That has been, some of the things that have happened, especially from the Moore team. Independent insurance agents. I've been able to do some work in that arena. I anticipate that growing in 2011 with some relationships that I've already tapped into. Benefit brokers that I've been able to do. I got a hospital as a result of working with a benefit broker who had been in the business for 130 years. Professional employment organizations, also known as PEOs or employee leasing companies, have been good for me. CPAs or certified public accountants. Also financial planners or financial professionals. Team-building associates that are not on my team. I have a number of people within my state who know that I'm the big guy in group in Alabama, and they're team builders, but their uplines will say you need to call Jimmy. So I've been able to leverage myself that way. And then other folks, it helps me to be in a licensed state when they're not. And when I'm in Alabama, which requires a license, I've been able to work with some associates that don't have an Alabama license, but I take the group sale the legal plan. They get the identity theft sale, and that's been a good way of doing that. So these are all that are helping. And then I guess lastly, from the standpoint of just some tips before I go into my last part, is recruit associates that can duplicate you. I'm looking to try to duplicate myself by getting people that can do what I do. For whatever reason, in the last 11 years, I've not been able to be a successful recruiter of network marketing professionals. For some reason, they just don't stick because I don't think I do a good job in that arena. But I'm looking for people that can do what I do, and I think I can field train and have done a lot of field trainers that I've been doing in the past. A lot of people that have been in the field with me, they want to say, I just want to come out and watch what you do. And being able to do that kind of thing has helped me to recruit, the direct sale group marketing professionals. And that's my goal as I'm moving forward, to be able to work toward getting some producing teams that can help start out with 25 individuals per month and then eventually get to 75 individuals per month that would eventually get me platinum based on my team's production. And in the few minutes that follows, I just want to kind of close by talking about what I think my practical pointers are for making this plan work for me and hopefully for you too. Number one, I just had to swallow my pride. I think my pride got in the way because I really wanted to qualify for ED, and that was what I was saying was going to be a big challenge. But I just needed to swallow my pride and realize, that I'll do just, you know, move forward. The next thing that I'm going to do is already started. I'm going to reread The Slight Edge. And if you have not read Jeff Olson's book, The Slight Edge, you need to read it, because whatever you're doing, you just need to do a little bit more. You just need to have that little bit more effort. If you're making, you know, 40 calls a day, you need to make 45. You need to do just that little bit more, or if it's not that book, some other personal development book to get yourself focused. Next thing, I think you need to commit to recruit. I know I've made a commitment to do that and devote a little more time to it than I have been as things are developing, because I believe this plan that we've come in, you know, that Randy Harp had mentioned and was discussed by Brian Carruthers and Darnell Seff at the Leadership Summit, is a great plan. It puts a lot of money in your pocket for the network marketing side of the business. And then next, I think you just need to establish a standard and play to it and not worry about these external factors. You know, I'm a huge college football fan, graduate of the University of Alabama, and I'm proud of my Crimson Tide for being number one last year and number one right now. And I try to – that's my escape from prepaid legal, is focusing on college football, especially Alabama football. And I liked what I've heard my coach, Nick Saban, say recently when people were talking to him. And he said, I don't worry about the competition. We're trying to get our players to play to a standard. If they play to a standard of excellence, it doesn't matter what the other people are doing. And that transfers to what we're doing here, folks, in the workplace as well. Don't worry about what the criteria is. Don't worry about the other things. Establish the activity every day of what you're doing, going out and getting better every day, and make sure that when that day comes to an end, that you've done everything you can to be a successful group marketer. Because I also believe that, you know, from the standpoint, you know, as I said, I was a little upset when this was first announced, and Randy and Kenneth, you know, saw that I was a little disappointed. But then I started looking back, and in my own quiet time, I was, you know, trying to get some things, and I read a little bit in the book of Exodus about how the, you know, Moses led the Israelites away from Egypt from all the plagues, and they went out to the Red Sea, and the Egyptians come after them. And what do the Israelites say to Moses? Hey, Moses, why did you just leave to Egypt? We'd have much better been in Egypt than to take us out here to be slaughtered by the Egyptians here with no way to escape. And, you know, Moses didn't take them out there, and God miraculously delivered them with the parting of the Red Sea. And just like, you know, the new plan for group marketers, it didn't come about to do anything to do group marketing in. You know, I firmly believe that Harlan Stone Cypher has the best interest of the group marketing division at heart, and he has the company's best interest at heart, or he wouldn't have come out with this, because he has never in my 11 years in the business done anything that long-term was going to cripple the company or long-term was going to have a negative or an adverse effect on group marketers, because we're, you know, as much a part of the business as any other aspect. Remember this also. This is a marathon and not a sprint. And although some things have been announced, you know, I've been in prepaid long enough, not as long as Kenneth and Randy, but I've been in long enough to know that this has been put out there. But I believe it's going to be tweaked. I don't believe this plan right now is set in stone. And so what I would encourage everybody on the call that focuses on the group marketing side is concerned about, that is document your activities. Document your calls. Document your appointments. What all are you doing out there? And if something happens and you're falling short or whatever, you know, just be able to document that. And I believe that, you know, in the end, good things will happen. Again, go back to be a glass half full person. And work smart. One of the things that I'm starting to do more of is I'm going to try to make memberships effective the first of the following month. I'm trying to do a lot of business, and as opposed to maybe just trying to get to the next level of ED, I'm trying to get some memberships effective the first of the following month. And what I was able to do is by the end of this week, I will have close to 60, if not 65, counters in for the month of October. So the enrollments I have scheduled toward the end of this month are going to be November 1 effective dates, because that's when the new compensation plan goes in of 55 lives or 55 people, and then 65 in December, with 75 being the January date. But I want to be in position November 1 to have at least half of those 55 lives already ready to go, so that I take the pressure off me. Set your goal for executive director every month, but realize you may not make it every month. And that goes back to documenting your work. Just remember, folks, it could be worse. Those of you who are full-time and prepaid legal, realize this. You could be involved in a crummy job, or you could be unemployed. You're still in control of your destiny by working with prepaid legal. And I think about a saying that I heard last week, and I'm not a big Barack Obama fan. I'm not trying to get political on the call. It's just not my forte. But one of the things that I heard him say to his fellow Democrats who were upset about what they were fearing, they were going to have some serious issues a month from now in the midterm elections that come out November the 2nd. He told the Democrats, he said, when they came to him complaining, he told them two things. He said, stop whining and get to work. So that's what I'm going to tell good marketers on this call. You know, some of you I've talked to, some people not on this call, stop whining. Get out and get to work. We got a lot of people to see. Only 97% of the country doesn't have this plan. Get out and get it to them, because at the end of the day, when I go to bed at night, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing than prepaid legal in the group marketing division. And when I'm selling memberships, I'm blessing other people. When I'm out recruiting associates, I'm blessing other people. And I hope that some of these things that I've shared tonight will help you take this new compensation plan and go out and make this not only a great fourth quarter, but hopefully 2011 will be the best year you've had in this business. So, Kenneth and Randy, I'll give it back to you.
That was absolutely one of the best jobs I've ever heard done. And, you know, you were speaking about insurance agents. I was visiting one in the state of Georgia today, very concerned because he sells health insurance and coming on board with prepaid legal because he's got to replace some of his revenue. And he told me today, he said, I know tons of people just like myself. So he's immediately going to start his forte to be recruiting other insurance agents into the business. Has a small agency. But he's coming on board with us, and I heard a lot of people from Georgia on here tonight. So Georgia's a great state, but every state's a great state.
Oh, yeah, and there's never been a better time to recruit insurance agents. And remember, small insurance agents, no large insurance agencies.
That's right.
Don't worry about how small they are. They can lead you to big ones, and there's never been a better time to recruit people from the insurance industry than right now. Just make sure you go about it the right way, and if you don't feel comfortable on there, it's go back again. Get someone to help you. Get field trained. Use leverage. Don't go in there talking prepaid legal language. There's a right way. There's a wrong way to recruit insurance agents, and make sure you do it the right way.
And if you use the wrong verbiage, you can lose it pretty quick.
That's right. That's right.
It takes a professional to recruit a professional, but if you're in the business, you don't know how to do it, get a hold of your upline. Let your upline help you. If they don't know how themselves, there's someone in our organization, like a Jimmy Parrish or Bob Peltron here, myself, some others, Randy, we know how to do that. We'll be glad to assist you and work you through that. And I hope you'll take seriously what Jimmy said tonight. Jimmy, did you get the book, The Business of the 21st Century?
Oh, yeah, I read it. I was asked by Group Marketing to do an APT back in May up in New England. It had five states that came in. And the book had just come out, and I read it on the plane on the way home. It didn't take long at all. It was one of the best books I've ever read on network marketing. I advise everybody to get it and get them out to people. It's just done very succinctly. You've got the credibility of Robert Kiyosaki there on your behalf. It's a great book.
And with John Fleming. And Mr. Stonesife reviewed it, and that's the reason he ordered thousands and thousands. But some of you may already have your orders in, but you call marketing to place that, and here's the way it is. If you don't know, all you do is you call marketing. The books cost Mr. Stone, they're $7.95, cost Mr. Stonesife $2. He let people like me have them for $1. And what you do, you call in, you say, I'm Ken Moore's downline. It's supposed to go through your next platinum upline. If your platinum upline has not made them available to you, get a hold of me. I'll make them available to you. And all you do when you part them, you pay 50 cents, and they bill the other 50 cents to me. And, Jimmy, you can't beat 50 cents.
That's right.
Yeah. So I just want you to know, they said today, we've had orders in for 3 weeks. I don't know how many people ordered them, waiting for them. But they said today, and maybe some of you on the call, John Long, we're supposed to have 80,000 more in right away, and those orders will start coming out. But I tell you, folks, it's a great book, especially for the networking side of it. It's a great book. It's just a great book for anybody to read and pick up ideas from, as Jimmy would agree. Jimmy Parrish, we wish we had 1,000 more just like you, but we're just going to try to duplicate you, and there's a lot of more good people out there coming on. I know someone's called you for advice. You've always been good about that. I appreciate you very much. I do appreciate you guys for not saying you'd made Platinum 3. That probably won't be the only one, but I do apologize to you, Jimmy, because you are a wonder for our team. We thank you, and I'm sure Randy will want to say a few words. And by the way, everybody, Randy, tell them about the next call, because it's going to be fantastic. Got John Hoffman on it.
I will, Mr. Moore. Mr. John Hoffman is our next guest speaker in 30 minutes. He is a Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner. He's got a huge organization all across North America. He will be doing our special training and speaking tonight on our special 9 p.m. Central Standard Time More Success Team Leadership call. So I want to encourage everyone to get on that call. We'll get off of this one. Make a few phone calls. If your team is not plugged into that call. It's the same phone numbers you called in tonight, same PIN code. Just make sure and call in about 3 or 4 minutes early, state your name and where you're calling from, and we'll get that call started. And that is every Monday night that we have that call. Of course, we have this special group training call, like I said earlier, the first Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're in a different time zone, then just look and see where you stand in that. But it's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time every Monday night, the first Monday night of every month. So make sure and put that on your calendar so you don't, because we always have great group trainers like Mr. Jimmy Parrish to share great information for our More Success team. So with that, Mr. Moore, I guess it's time to close this call and get ready for the next one. Is that right?
That's right, Randy, but I'd like to announce the next month's call trainers in Mississippi. Bette Mayo out of Florida, named Trainer of the Year 3 months in a row, and I should have said that about Jimmy.
3 years in a row.
3 years in a row, yeah, not much. 3 years in a row, and Mr. Just a year or two back, Mr. Parrish was also the Trainer of the Year. This is the kind of folks we have on these calls for you to pick up tips from. It's cost you 30, 35 minutes out of your life, but I promise you it'll make you money. I'd like to say we thank you. God bless you. Keep it family first. God first, family second, and prepaid third, and everything will be fine. We'll look for you in about 15 minutes. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.